Hello. Good morning. This is Providers Billing. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling about an EOB my husband received, and I needed to clarify the notice, clarify what was on the notice. I'm sorry, I didn't understand your name.
My name is Sabrina. Just wanted to confirm which provider you are reaching out to.
Well, yes. This is a procedure that New Choice Imaging in Midland, Texas did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an EOB here from Medicare Part B, but my husband does not have Medicare Part B. And nor do I have an EOB from our secondary insurance.
Just a moment, let me check it for you. And may I get the patient's date of birth?
It is 4/16/1952.
Okay. Just bear with me. And the patient's name?
Jeffrey L. Hale, and it's H-A-I-L-E.
I'm still looking at the patient's chart, just bear with me.
Okay, all right.
And do you have any specific date of service in mind?
Yes, it is for November 26, 2024.
And you have might receive the bill for $121.20, right?
Right. I've not received the bill. I've received the EOB from the policy with West Texas National Bank, which is, and I am the member of that one.
Okay. So at that time, do you have Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, that is paid by the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. For $484.85.
Yes, I have that, yes. You should, or do you have, I guess is my question actually, do you have an EOB from Blue Cross Blue Shield from my husband's policy, which would be from Midland County?
I have the EOB for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Do you want that?
Yes, I'd like to know what his policy paid. And then further, why this was filed on Medicare Part B.
Yes, it was also filed to Medicare, I see that. Let me check again.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, my system is working a bit slow. Just bear with me.
Okay.
I'm just putting on hold for like 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
So, Blue Cross has paid a total of $484.85, where they have applied the coinsurance of amount $121.20.
Okay. And what amount did my husband's Blue Cross Blue Shield policy pay?
Do you need the Blue Cross Blue Shield's policy number?
No, I have his policy number. Do I need to give it to you?
No, no, I have it. Blue Cross has already paid the claim, and they have left the...
My Blue Cross policy has paid, but his policy is secondary. And I don't have an EOB from them, so I'm wanting to know, do you have a copy of an EOB from his Blue Cross policy?
I can provide you the EOB which I have, like where you can see the coinsurance amount and the paid amount clearly. So if you want that, I can provide.
If that EOB you're speaking of is my husband's policy, yes, I would like to have that. It will say it's from Midland County.
Midland County, that's not written here from which county is it, but yes, it's showing the subscriber name of Holly. And relationship as spouse.
Yes. And the EOB that you were trying to describe earlier that they paid $484.85.
It's off yours.
Right. What I want is a copy of the EOB then from my husband's Blue Cross policy.
No, that I think I don't have it. If you can provide me the member ID, I can try to look for that.
Okay, yes, I can give you that member ID.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, are you ready for it?
Yes, definitely.
It is. All right. Z is in zebra.
Mm-hmm.
G is in George. P mm-hmm. is in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
821-354-842.
Okay. And do you have any specific group number on there?
Yes, it is group number 396-240.
For the same date of service, November 26th of 24. Okay.
Yes.
There is no claim for this member ID.
Okay. Then somebody didn't file, obviously, for that, and we need mm-hmm. to have that done so that we can see what his policy pays.
Okay, let me check their eligibility, if it was active at that moment. Because there are chances that we might receive the timely filing limit on this, and maybe BCBS will not pay at this moment, but you can request BCBS on like from, they really appreciate if a patient gives them a call and wanted to reprocess their claims.
Okay, well, the information that was given to the imaging center
mm-hmm.
At the time, on November 26th when he had the procedure done, and apparently Midland Imaging didn't file for on my husband's policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
you
y'all
want
need to
like
file that.
So do you want like us to file the secondary claim or the primary
yes.
claim? The secondary one.
The secondary. You've already filed the primary. That's what made the $484 payment to you.
Mhm. Okay. So for the $121, which was the patient's responsibility, you want me to file to this one, right?
Yes,
so
I want you to file the secondary on that procedure.
So at that moment, BCBS of Texas is showing as inactive policy. So there might be chances that this claim would be denied.
Well, that may be, but I need to have proof that it was filed.
Okay, no worries. Let me file it again.
Okay, and you're going to file it on my husband's policy, right?
Yes. The
okay.
secondary claim, yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
He also has Medicare, but only Part A.
Okay.
And this particular procedure was just imaging. I mean, he was not in the hospital. He was not an inpatient in the
mm-hmm.
hospital.
Yes.
So
actually Medicare will not cover this service because it's actually an outpatient service and
right.
Yes, and it's actually a medical service and Part A only
right.
covers the hospital claims.
Right. Okay. Well, this says my husband only has Part A, but what I received from them was a claim for Part B.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my husband doesn't have Part B.
Yes, someone from the office has filed mistakenly to Medicare, but they have already denied the claim. So,
okay. So you have that on file.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Very good. That's fine. I just needed to clarify that so y'all
no
knew.
Worries.
Okay, so you're going to send in then the claim on my husband's policy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would appreciate that, and I'll be watching in for their EOB on that.
Sure, Holly. Is there anything else which I can help you with?
No, ma'am. That's all I needed.
Great.
And I appreciate your help.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Take care.